Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So we're on page 3. We've only got 12 pages to go. And we're on volume 14, 7:10-22. So again, it's volume 14, 7:10-22. Continuing my usual state, again, Luisa's usual state was suffering. And she loved Jesus so much that she was willing to not eat, drink, or sleep for 64 years. So she says this, continuing in my usual state, I felt my always lovable Jesus in my interior, but so real that now I could feel him squeeze my heart so tightly as to make me suffer. Now he would clasp his arms around my neck to the point of suffocating me. Now he would sit on my heart, assuming the air of dominion and command, and I would feel as though annihilated, and then rising again to new life under his command. So here what you have to understand is, like clay, Jesus was reforming the reason. And when you first hear this, you think, you know, God is being cruel. But what he's doing is he's reforming Luisa so he can reform us. This is what God is doing. So he says this. Why? To assuming an air of dominion and command. God becomes everything for her. And I would feel as though annihilated, then rise again to new life under his command. But who can say what he did in my interior and what I felt? I believe it is better to pass over it in silence. And that's the other thing, too. A lot of times, as you read the divine will, all you can do is be silent and treasure these things in your heart, just like Our Lady. We treasure these things in our heart because what God is doing is a marvel. It's beautiful. It's so beautiful that there are no words to this. And so what Jesus is going to do, he's going to do the same thing with us. We're going to rise again to new life. So all that you're suffering, that you're going through, and this is what a lot of people discover in the divine will, a lot of the suffering that we go through is to bring us to new life. It's to die and to rise again. Every day when we wake up in the morning, it's to begin again this new abundant life, to get closer to Jesus, to adore him and love him and praise him and thank him and bless him and worship him. It's to begin to enter into this life of Jesus, this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary. So she says this, while I was feeling his real presence in my interior, he told me, my daughter, rise, rise more. You see what God is doing with us. When we receive Holy Communion, he just doesn't say, well, this is it. Every day when we receive Holy Communion, he says, come closer to me, closer to me. Little by little, step by step, God is leading us, guiding us, directing us. He says, but rise so much, so high, as to reach the womb of the divinity. Reach to your life, so your life may be among the three divine persons. You see what God is doing? He's so in love with us that he's saying, I want you to rise. I want you to be together with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. I want you to enter the womb of divinity. And when you first hear this, you go, well, what does this mean? It means to go back to God, to go back to your beginning, to live this abundant life that Jesus possessed, that Mary possessed. He says, see, in order to make you reach this point, I, God, form my divine life in you. This is what he gave to Luisa. He says, for you to reach this point, I, God, want to form a divine life in each and every one of us. This is astonishing. I, God, enclose my eternal volition in whatever you do. You see what's happening? In God's image and likeness, God is doing it. I enclose my eternal will in whatever you do. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. Jesus says, I am breathing in your breathing. Jesus, beat in my heart beating. I am beating in your heart beating. Jesus, gaze in my gazing. I am gazing in your gazing. Jesus, listen in my listening. I, God, am listening in your listening. He says this right here. He says, I, God, pour my life in you. He wants us to reach this point. He's asking us to reach this point. So he says this. He says, I, God, enclose my eternal will in whatever you do, whatever you think, whatever you say. And there flows in a marvelous and surprising way. So when we say, Jesus, breathe in my breathing, you do for me in the morning, God says, I will. He takes us at our word. We say, Lord, walk in my walking, I will. Swim in my swimming, I will. Dance in my dancing, I will. Eat my ice cream as I eat my ice cream, I will. He says, I'll do this. If you want it, it's done. You see, this miracle of miracles is happening, and that's why he says very clearly, I enclose my eternal will in whatever you do. Where the divine will flows in a marvelous and surprising ways, my divine will is acting in you in a continuous, intimate act. God is doing that. See, he loves us so much that he has given us a free will. And most people don't want God. Most people are away from God. Most people are selfish and so self-centered that they want hell. And we're the opposite. We say, Jesus, I don't want to be selfish. I don't want to be self-centered. I don't want to be separated from you ever. I want heaven. I want eternity. I want you, Lord. So this is what he says. He says, my divine will is acting in you in continuous, immediate act. Now, after I form my life in you, with my divine will acting in you, my divine will in your acts, your human will has remained soaked. Your human will has remained transfused in such a way that my holy divine will possesses a life upon earth. Jesus is here. Jesus is reigning. See, that's what we want. Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my life. I want you to be the Lord of every thought, every word, everything. I don't want to be in your way anymore. I want you to reign on earth in me. You see what happens when this occurs, and God is just looking right now for those who want it. When this actually occurs, there will be no more evil. It will be gone. See, the devil, you don't hear about the devil possessing you. Jesus wants us to possess him. He wants us to let him gaze in our gazing, listen in our listening, speak in our speaking, walk in our walking, dance in our dancing. He wants to be the Lord of our life. That's why he created us. So he says, your human will is going to be so soaked, so transfused in such a way that my divine will possesses another life upon earth. And it's you and the divine will. This is what the little children of the Holy Divine Will are all about. It's Jesus is alive. Jesus is resurrected in us. Now it is necessary that you, Louisa, rise, and you, Louisa, carry with you my divine life, my divine will, so that my will of the earth, my divine will on earth and that of heaven, may fuse together. This is where it says in the sacred scripture, heaven and earth are going to kiss. That you may live for some time in the womb of the divinity, and where your will shall be acting in mine, in order to expand your will as much as a creature can be capable of. The Lord is saying it to us. I want you to let me bring you as much as a human can possibly make. He says, this is what he's waiting for. Then you, listen to this. Oh, this is great. He says, I'm going to read this a little bit. Now it is necessary that you, Louisa, rise. Okay, that means she's going to go to heaven. And carry with you my divine life, my divine will, so that my volition on earth and that of heaven may fuse together. So heaven and earth are coming together through Louisa, that you may live for some time in the womb of the divinity. Louisa is in heaven, where your will shall be acting in mine in order to expand as much as the creature can be capable of. So you're going to be in heaven and do everything that a human can possibly do. Then, listen to this, this is fun. See, how are people going to know? How are people going to know Louisa? How is your family going to know Louisa? How is the church going to know Louisa? This is how it's going to happen. Then you, Louisa, shall descend again upon earth. You, Louisa, shall bring the power of the prodigies of my divine will upon earth in such a way that creatures will be shaken. Creatures shall open their eyes, and then many shall know what it means to live in my divine will. When you return to live in the likeness of their founder. So what's going to happen is the Jews, the Buddhists, the Hindus, the Muslims, the Protestants are going to see Louisa in the universal life, the Catholic life, and they're going to say, I want to be baptized as a Catholic. I want this universal life. Jesus says, I'm going to take you to heaven for a short time. Now, Louisa has been in heaven since 1947. 71 years. Louisa has been in heaven. But Jesus says, I'm going to bring you back to earth. And what does he say? You shall descend again on earth, bringing the power and the prodigies by divine will in such a way that creatures will be shaken. That's the book of Revelation. All the earth is going to shake. That's what Jesus says. That's the sacred scripture. Then their eyes will be opened. And then they shall know what it means to live in my divine will, which means we have no idea until we see Louisa. Now, Jesus said this to Louisa. Everything that I possess, I give to you, Louisa. What doesn't Louisa have? The glorified God. That's the only thing she doesn't have. So what's Jesus saying here? You're going to descend. Everybody's going to be shaken. Everybody's eyes are going to be open. They're going to understand what it means to live in my divine will when they see you in the likeness of their God. Now, the Vatican knows this. This Vine 14 had the imprimatur. I was in the secret archives of the Vatican. I saw this imprimatur on the books. Who put the imprimatur on? But St. Honorable de Francia. He put the Nihiliopsis, and then Archbishop May of Toronto, of Trani, put his imprimatur. This is, now as people say, well, we only follow the imprimaturs that are on books. Well, this was back to 1922, where the imprimatur is on this book. And what does it say? I'm going to take you to heaven. Then I'm going to bring you back on earth, and the souls are going to be shaken. They're going to open their eyes. They're going to know what it means to live in my divine will, to see a creature in the likeness of God. This is going to be fun. And I really honestly believe, she said, it's three times in the writings Jesus tells her. Three times you're going to come back. You're going to be on earth. Now, what's really wonderful about this is when St. Honorable de Francia, when he was dying, he said to the Rogatianists, I want you to focus on the writings of Louisa. Forget about everything else. Focus on the Louisa. Saint, Father Golden said in 1996, he said to all the priests, go and read the volumes of Luisa Picaretta. You know what's funny? The irrigationist said no. The priests and Our Lady speaks with beloved priests, most of them said no. So God is looking at us. He's down to the bottom of the barrel, and you know at the bottom of the barrel is just fun of nothing but slush. I mean mush. And he's saying to us, I'm giving this to you. What are you going to do with it? I just look at this and I go, what? You are so amazing. So he says this. Once the creatures are shaken, once their eyes are open, once they know what it means to live in my divine glow, to live in the likeness of their God, this, listen to this, shall be the beginning of the coming of my kingdom upon earth. This is the fulfillment of the Our Father, the final fulfillment of my most holy divine will. Finally, it's coming. So, God is preparing us. And I can guarantee you, the more that you enter into this gift, the more that you really begin to want this gift, God is going to show you surprising things. Things that are going to astonish you. All I can say is, as you read the divine will, everything becomes wow. You go, wow. And then you read this again and you go, wow. And then you read it again and you go, holy moly, wow. This is just unbelievable what God is going to do. And he's saying to us, you are going to be the first to be demonized. Now nobody's there yet. But he says the little children of the holy divine will are the first to be demonized next to Luisa. This is truly astonishing. And when everything goes down the toilet, and everything is going to go down the toilet, we're going to be filled with peace, joy, and happiness. See, I believe what Jesus says to Luisa. I really do. The more I read, the more I go, my God, you are just so loving. You're so good. You're so holy. You're so perfect. But you can't do anything less than this. Humans have to share your divinity. Now, 2 years ago, the book came out called To Be Children of God, showing you how the church has always taught about sharing the divinity. And every 200 years or 500 years, it comes in and then disappears. It comes into the church and disappears. It comes in the last time the church talked about demonization was right at the Reformation. And that's when the Protestants said, no. We don't believe this. We don't want it. And the church was split in two. Now, what's happening? God is saying, I want you to be demonized. He's saying 500 years later, I want you to be demonized. He hasn't taken away what he wants. And he's saying to us, do you want to be demonized? And our response has to be Our Lady's response. Our response has to be, let it be done to me as you say. How can this be? I'm nothing. I want to please God in all things. But I'm a miserable human being. And God says, he says basically, let me do this and I will take care of it. And our response is fiat. Let it be done to thee as you say. I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know that God has planned this from the beginning, and he wants us to give our fiat. So we'll continue. 5:14, 10:6, 22. Now, this plain, this little river of my volition, I want it from you, Luisa. Okay? See, God has breathed this into Luisa. And he says, I want you to breathe it back into me. This is what he's saying. So each one of your thoughts, let it flow in the divine will, so that in the reflection of our divine intelligence, the triune God's intelligence, which, he says, is thought of each one, may it rise with each intelligence and give us, triune God, the homage of each thought, in a divine manner. So Jesus is saying to us, through the Luisa, I want your thoughts to be demonized. In Now think about what the thoughts of man are right now. Who is thinking of one with God? Who is focused on the thoughts of God? Nobody. Luisa did, but nobody has this yet. So he says to us, would you be willing to link yourself to Luisa so that you can have every one of your thoughts be one thought in the direction of the triune God? Are you willing to say yes? Our response is yes. I don't know how it's going to be done, but yes, wherever you want, I want. Do you see what that means? Like when Jesus says, I want to make a divine masterpiece of every soul. You say to God, I don't know how you're going to do it, but I want what you want. Let it be done to me as you say. So he says this. He says, each one of the thoughts may rise over each intelligence that gives us, trying to have the homage of each thought of every human in a divine manner. See, we are preparing, we're redoing that prayer of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful Catholics, and kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we will be recreated. You are going to do this, God. And then you will renew the face of the earth through us. Let your words, your works flow as well, so that at the reflection of our word, fiat, which made all things, like the fiat lux, let there be light, everything existing. It is word of each one. And at the reflection of the sanctity of our works, which is life and motion of everybody, of all, they may rise and hover over all, giving us, crying God, the glory of each word, of each work, with our own word, fiat, and with the very sanctity of our works. See, we're supposed to be like God. It's not to be God. That was the lie of the devil. You eat this fruit of the tree and you will be like gods. That's a lie. What God wanted us to be like him, not to be him. So God is saying to us, are you willing to let me have what I wanted from the beginning? I want you to share in my divinity. So the church every day at Holy Mass puts the drop of water into the chalice and says, may we share in the divinity of Christ. Who is my daughter? If all that is human be even one thought, it is not done in my divine will. The human plane takes no possession. The little river is not formed, and my divine will cannot descend on earth to make itself known and reign. One thought. If one thought isn't within the divine will. So what is God asking of us? He's saying, would you pray in the name of everyone and everything and say, Lord Jesus, may every thought be done on the divine will. You think in my thinking. He says, this will be the beginning of a whole new world. It's going to be the beginning of what God wanted from the beginning. Lord, I want to replace all the thoughts of my family, all the thoughts of my friends, all the thoughts of my neighbors, my co-workers, my parishioners, all the thoughts of every human being, from Adam to the last man that ever lived. I want to take your place. With every thought, may it be done in your divine will. That's as good. We're learning. We're learning what we try to add on. Now, the saints never thought of this. Why? Because they didn't have the reason. The saints didn't have the book of heaven. We have the book of heaven. Jesus says, this Luis, I knew from the beginning of time who would have this book. I knew, I planned from the beginning of time who would have this book. And I know where those books are, whether they're covered with dust or the pages are worn out. See, God knows. So what he has planned is for us to consume these writings. He says that masticate every word. taste everything that I have said in this word again and again and again, and it will be infinite. Why? It's Jesus, the Word of God, who's speaking these words. He says it's not like any other book that has ever been written. This book will transform the face. I remember, like I said, when I went into the Secret Archives in the Vatican, I was there in 1990. I flew over and I went to the Secret Archives and I said, I'm here to get the rights of Elizabeth Reddell. The guy goes, they're not here. I said, no, they're here. I said, I'm not here for the writings. He says, they're not here. I said, no, they're here. I'd like to have the writings. He says, we burnt them. We destroyed them. And I went, no, you didn't. They're here. You know, that's what Jesus said. And so he says, get out. And I went, so I flew back. 6 years later, with the permission of the Archbishop, I'm in the Secret Archives again. The same guy is there. And I'm here for the writing. He goes, oh, come in. We walk in, he opens this door, it's a room filled with books. Filled with books. I mean, every book you can imagine. It was just, and then there's this one little table. It was maybe about 10 feet away. And it had these books on it. And he goes, they're here. And I look at him and I go, I think those are the writings of Lisa. So I remember I went in and I ran right up to the books and I touched them. He said, are these them? And he goes, yes. And I went, this is glorious. Because Jesus says, when these books are released, the world is going to change. And what's happening? Everything is reversed since then. Everything is upside down. Our families, some people in the church, nations, everything is falling apart. Why? The kingdom has come. Let's look at even China. You see what the Holy Father did with China, the Catholic Church in China. Well, in 2004, we gave, through a friend of mine who went to China, about 100 discs of the 36 volumes we released to all the seminaries. Now, I know that underground, if you want to say, in China, they're all reading these. Everything's going to change. Everything's going to change. We think we're getting products from China, in every store, made in China, made in China, made. Well, can you imagine spiritually what's happening? See, God's in charge. God is in charge. He's got great plans. He's going to do this. This is amazing what God is doing. It's glorious. So he says this. Okay, where are we? Are we on the first paragraph?
Yeah, the first one.
We're still on the first, okay. All right.
Let's see what it is.
Second paragraph?
First,
I said 3:10-11. Okay, got it. Thank you. Sorry about that. It's awful. Okay, my daughter, if all that is human, be it even one thought, is not done in my most holy divine will, the human plane takes the possession, the little river is not formed, and my divine will cannot descend upon the earth to make itself known and to reign. Okay, so again, this book is going to transform the face of the earth. It's going to teach us how to let God think in our thinking, how to let God walk in our walking, how to let God swim in our swimming. It's how to be happy, peaceful, joyful, joy-filled, peaceful. This is what's coming. 5:14, 10:30, 22. My daughter, look at the prodigies of the creature operating in my divine will. Okay, so again, that's what God's going to teach us, these prodigies that are happening. As we begin to enter into the divine will, as we begin to do everything in the divine will, as she enters into my divine will to think, to pray, to work, she rises with me. It's God that's doing it. God is doing it. See, this is why the children of the divine will are happy. Jesus, I'm breathing my breathing. Jesus, I'm gazing my gazing. And then you say, Jesus, show me what you see. Jesus, let me hear what you hear. See, it's, you're entering into communion with God, the perennial communion of the divine will. It says, I am, Jesus says. He uses God's name. I am voice without word. My voice is form and reaches each heart according to its own needs, and in many different ways and languages which are in the creatures, in such a way that everyone, all can understand me. See, as you begin to live in the divine will, don't worry about your family. They're hearing Jesus. Everything's going to change. I am work without hands, and therefore I am work of each one. Jesus, work in my working. Jesus is there. I am step without feet. Jesus, walk in my walking. In such a way that wherever I go, I, God, find myself in Him. In the same way, the soul, by operating my holy divine will, becomes the voice without word. It's not the formula of the prayer. It's your intention. It's Scripture says, we groan. The Holy Spirit understands our groans. It's without voice. In my words, in my steps, I feel the soul of in my divine will, Luisa Nicoletta, everywhere. And I, God, feel Luisa always together with me. No longer do I, God, feel lonely, since I, God, love the company of Luisa very much. Taken by love for Luisa, I demonize Luisa. I enrich Luisa. I give Luisa such graces as to astonish both heaven and earth. Now we're being taught by Luisa. We can put our name. I, he says, very love the company of my little child very much. I love, that's us. I love my little child, and therefore I may demonize my little child. That's what God is planning. It's not about being good and holy and saintly. It's to be demonized. This is why, if you don't understand demonization, read the book called The Children of God. It just came out 2 years ago. The Ignatius Press. Demonized. This is what God wants. And see, this is the reason why 500 years ago, the Protestants said, no, I don't want this. I want to be in charge. And now what's God doing? 500 years later, saying, I want you to be demonized. And there's many people, I mean, think about it. When Jesus says, you must eat my flesh and drink my blood, what happens at that point? They all walked away from him. He's now saying, I want to demonize you. Your family's going to go, what are you doing? We can't be demonized. And God says, fine, you can't be demonized. He says to us, you want to be demonized, and we say, let it be done as you say. God says, and I will do it. You see, we don't stand in God's way. Jesus says he wants this. We say, Lord, let it be done as you say. It's total surrender, total docility, total submission. That is the blessed moment. We're learning how to let God be God. Even at the foot of the cross, through the great sorrow that Our Lady went through, she was happy. How can you be happy with such great sorrow? She trusted God. She believed in God. She had confidence in God. You have to understand, what's coming is going to be really tough. We're going to be peaceful. Why? We trusted God. He says, I'm going to demonize you. We say, yes, Lord, let it be done. It's useful. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I know you're God, and what you say can be done. Just think about that. This is, as you read the divine will, God brings you into this. He brings you into an awareness of His love for mankind, His desire for mankind. Taken by love for her, I demonize her, I enrich her, I give her such graces as to astonish both heaven and earth. That's what's coming. And what's he doing? He's talking to a few people because most don't want it. He's talking to a few people. And he's saying, you know what I've got planned for you? I want you to share in my experience. 5:14, 11:11, 12:22. Therefore, I, Jesus, tell you, Louisa, true daughter of my will, first, happy birth for my will. You, Louisa, be attentive. You, Louisa, be faithful to me. Louisa, come and live in my eternal will of God. My act awaits you, Louisa. Wanted the seal of your acts with those of my Mama Mary that await you, and the whole of heaven awaits you, wanting to see all of their acts glorified in my most holy divine will by a soul, a creature of their own self, a human. So again, our job is to repair and redeem. So today is the Feast of St. Leo. We're repairing everything that he did. Why? Jesus says the only thing that makes me happy is to have things demonized. I don't want things holy. I don't want things saintly. That's not demonization. Would you be willing to demonize everything that the saints have done? Would you be willing to do everything that my Blessed Mother did? She did it in a divine union. Would you be willing to do everything that I have done, Jesus says? I did everything in a divine union. Would you be willing to do everything with a new Adam and with a new Eve? Are you willing to repair and redo in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future? And our response is still. Our response is yes. The present and future generations await you, Louisa Percoretta, await us linked to Louisa. The present and the future generations await you to be given back the lost happiness of paradise. You see where God's bringing us? Did you know that all the animals in paradise are still alive? They're all alive. All the plants are still alive. There's nothing dead or inanimate in paradise. That's where we're going. We're going to live the way God originally planned us to live in paradise. And all he's saying is, do you want this? I'm building a mansion for you. You don't have to build it. I'm building it for you. The present and the future generations await you, Louisa, to be getting back the lost happiness, and the generation shall not end until mankind returns back into my womb, returns divinely beautiful, divinely dominant, just as he came out of our creative hands. I am not content with just having redeemed mankind, even at the cost of waiting. But I, God, shall still have patience, but mankind must return back to me as I made him by virtue of my divine will. And by doing his own human will, he went down into the abyss and transformed himself into a brute. By doing my divine will, he shall rise again and acquire the new transformation into the nature created by me. Then shall I be able to say, I, God, have accomplished everything. The order of the whole creation has returned back to me, and I, God, shall rest in it. The seventh day is the day of rest. And if you read sacred scripture, there's no evening of the seventh day or morning of the seventh day. It hasn't happened yet. There's the morning of the second, the morning of the Excuse me, the evening of the first day, morning of the second day, evening of the second day, morning of the third day. But there's no morning or evening of the seventh day. Why? It's now it begins. That's why John Paul II says, get ready for the third millennium. The third millennium is the seventh day. A day is like 1,000 years, 1,000 years is like a day. There's 4,000 years before Jesus came. And then Jesus says, it was 2,000 years ago. We're at the end of the 6,000th year. We've begun the 7,000th year. We have to understand the time we're living in. It's a new beginning. It's a new beginning for mankind. Line 15, 14, 23. My daughter, how much light, how much glory did my holy humanity have in my resurrection? Because during the course of my life on this earth, I, God, did nothing but impose the supreme will in each one of my acts, each one of my breaths, each one of my gazes, in everything. As I kept enclosing it, the divine will prepared for me glory and light in my resurrection. And since I, God, contain the immense sea of the light of my divine will within me, it is no wonder if, as I, God, look, as I, God, speak, as I, God, move, so much divine light comes out of me as to be able to give light to everyone. Therefore, I, God, want to chain you, Louisa. I, God, want to overwhelm you, Louisa, in this divine light, in order to sow in you as many seeds of resurrection for as many acts you keep doing in my most holy divine will. So, my will alone makes a soul and body rise again to divine glory. See, this hasn't been seen yet. This is what Louisa went through. My divine will is the seed of the resurrection to grace, the seed of the resurrection to the highest and perfect sanctity, the seed of resurrection to divine glory. So, as the soul admits her acts in my most holy divine will, she keeps binding new divine light, because my divine will is divine light by nature. And the one, Louisa, who lives in my divine will, has the virtue of transforming thoughts, words, and works, and everything she does into divine lights. This is what God wants. Every thought, every word, every deed becomes a divine light. Do you see why there's such happiness in the divine world? Jesus says this and we believe it. So we say, according to her being act and her actual life stuff today, Lord Jesus, let be done as you say. Breathe in my breathing, breathe in my heart beating. Never let me be separated from every thought, every word, every deed. And what happens is this light that is there is Jesus. It's there. What happens with the devil when he sees this light? He flees. He's terrified of the light of Jesus and the light of Mary. You see what God's giving us? What's coming is going to be horrible. What is he saying? I want you to be in my light. Nothing can harm you. Because it's me. It's my mother. You see what God is doing? And he says, the majority of people say, no, thank you. We have to look at what God wants. And what he wants is he wants us to possess this. He wants us to possess this. How amazing is this? Mike 16, 8, 9, 23. Now, Luis, the one who works and prays and walks, etc., in my most holy divine will, rises above this darkness. See, the darkness, the devil cannot bother the souls living in. As she works, as she prays, as she speaks, piercing these thick clouds, she sends flashes of light over all the earth in such a way as to shake those who live down at the bottom of their human will, preparing their souls. This is what you're doing for your family. Preparing their souls to receive the divine light of the Son of the divine will. This is why I, God, care so much that you, Louisa, and the souls linked to Louisa, live in my divine will, that you may prepare a heaven of light which, sending continuous flashes of light, may dispel the heaven of darkness that the human world has formed over their heads in such a way that, possessing the divine light of my divine will, they may love it, and my divine will, loved, may descend and reign upon the earth. See what Jesus, why we're alive today? Is to bring heaven on earth. He knows the darkness that's here. He sees the darkness that's here. And he says, I'm done with this. I don't want this any longer. I want divine will to reign upon earth. And then he says to Louisa and to us, are you willing to do this for me? I will do it alone, but I want you to participate in what I am doing, he says. Are you willing? And our response should be yes, Lord. Let it be done as you say. 5:16, 8:13, 23. It is enough to say that I can impetrate not only forgiveness, remission of sins, and refuge, salvation, and defense in the great danger of the life of man, as I did during my passion, but the new rising of all his interior. See, that's what's coming. The 2,000 years is over. We've entered into the 7,000th year. Now what's going to happen is the new rising is coming. I, God, had to make the Son of the Eternal rise, eternal will rise, which binding with the imagining power of the whole interior of mankind, even though his most intimate fibers was to lead him to the womb of my celestial Father as though reborn in his eternal will. Oh, how much easier it was for me to infiltrate his salvation than to reorder his interior in my supreme will. Had I not done this, redemption would have not been complete, nor a work worthy of a God. I would have neither fixed nor ordered all the parties of man, nor would I have restored in him that divine sanctity which was lost by withdrawing from my divine will, and by breaking the relationship with it. The plan is already accomplished. This is why we're here. The plan is already accomplished. But in order to make it known, first it was necessary for man to know that with my life and my passion, he could obtain forgiveness and salvation in order to dispose him to know how I, God, infiltrated for him the greatest and most important thing, the new rising of his human will in mind, to give him back his divine nobility and the relations with my divine will, which had been broken, and with it, back to his original state. Now, my daughter, if my eternal wisdom disposed that the celestial creature Mary, the holiest of all, would prepare the seed of my most holy divine will in which I formed the plan of a new rising of man in my supreme will, now to another creature, by letting Louisa enter the eternal regions of my divine will, by binding Louisa's human will to mine, uniting Louisa to all my acts, I, God, make all her interior rise again in the eternal Son of my divine will. And I open the field of this plan to the human generation so that whoever wants this great gift of the divine will, can enter into it to put herself in relation with her Creator. And if, until now, the creatures have enjoyed the goods of redemption, now they shall move to enjoy the fruits of the fiat voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven, as well as the lost happiness, the lost dignity, the lost nobility, the lost peace, all celestial, by doing his own human will. Adam may disappear from the face of the earth. Greater grace I could not give back to mankind. Because by placing mankind in relation with my most holy divine will, I give back to mankind all the goods which I imposed mankind in creating him. Everything that it gave to Adam is going to be restored back to us. Everything. The preternatural life of integrity, impassibility, immutability, and immortality is given back to us. We haven't seen anything yet. And he's saying, I promise you, this is what I'm going to do. Our response is Our Lady's response. Feel. Let it be done to me as you say. Our response is to say to God, yes, Lord, I want you to be Lord of everything. Lord of my life, Lord of my family's life, Lord of the world, Lord of the church, bringing the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. So I'll end there. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Be back in 15 minutes.